It's episode 212.
Yes, it is. Of the Cruise Dudes podcast.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Cruise Dudes podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 212 of the Cruise Dudes podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy.
It's a good morning here in Southern California.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes,
bright
it is.
Bright and shiny.
Finally.
I know.
It's still a little chilly, but you know what? It is what it is. I love the weather here.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice. So what are we going to talk about today?
We are going to be talking about the Carnival Breeze because we've been going on so many cruises. We're now talking about the Carnival Breeze out of Galveston, not Galveston, the island of Galveston in Texas. So we're going to be talking about
brand new stuff.
Yeah, brand new stuff.
Yeah.
And this cruise was toward the middle or end of February that we did this. So all of this information we're going to be giving you guys and sharing with is still current.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
And we have some more cruise happenings going on. A lot of ships being blessed.
But we'll talk
about that too.
All right. Well, everyone, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. You like that song?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
It's 9 years in the making. 9, 10 years.
Hey, you know what? If it works, it works.
It works.
Yeah, I paid for it, so I'm going to use it.
It's kind of like John and Ken. They always have that. Remember that old...
There's no Ken anymore.
I know, there's no Ken.
There's
only John.
I know. We're talking about KFI.
KFI, yes.
Yeah. Radio personalities.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would love to have John on the show. He lives in Southern California, Brentwood area.
He actually lives in Brentwood. Yeah,
yeah, so wouldn't it be great to get John on just to talk about cruise ships?
I don't think he really cares about
it. Do you think he's ever been on a cruise ship?
I don't think so.
They always say he likes hamburgers.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
I mean, he would be the one to be like,
he's big into baseball.
Well,
I think he owns like a little minor league somewhere.
Well, he could go on his off time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that I think he has other interests.
But if he's a burger man, honestly, the best burger out there, hands down, again, Guy Fieri's. You could have the little like Johnny Rockets and all those other burgers, but honestly, Guy Fieri's, they smash that burger down. It is so good.
It is a great burger.
Yeah. So, John, if you're listening, get on a Carnival ship, the Firenze. I'm going to figure out how they say it because everybody says it differently next week. But get on board. Go to Carnival, bring your kids and lose your children and get a burger.
Just like that, lose the kids?
Yeah, lose the kids. They have GPS. If they're old, if they're over 18, let them run. If they're under 18, they're all GPS'd anyway. I mean, come on. Not really.
Air-tagged them.
They're tagged. We air-tag them. Just air-tag those things.
Sounds good. Hey, so what's going on in the cruise industry? Lots of blessings. Yes, lots of blessings.
Lots of blessings. The sun was blessed.
Yes, I saw that. That was really fun. I put up a little video on that.
There were so many going on. We didn't even go anywhere. Why? Because they're streaming now, and there was too many in like 1 week.
it was very nice. I thought that the Sun Princess naming ceremony was excellent. They had like this little preview portion of it and taking you around the ship, and it's really exciting. It looks really beautiful and can't wait to get onto the ship and sail with her. But they did such a great job on the ceremony, and it was cool to see cruise director Corinne. there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a great person.
She's really great. And it's going to be a fun time.
What ship was she on when I was? Oh, the Diamond. That's what it was.
Yeah, you were with her.
She is outrageous. Let me tell you. She got me to dance.
There you go.
If you need to see this, go to one of our social media platforms.
Isn't it on TikTok?
It's on TikTok. It's on Instagram.
Okay.
She made me dance to, what was that song?
Chicken Dance?
No. It was the one from, I'm trying to think of the movie. Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Time of My Life.
Yeah. She made me dance to that. Yes, yes. And I flew through the air. Well, not actually through the air.
Did you pick her up and throw her around?
No, I was thrown by your sister.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's pretty much like...
Now you remember this dance? Yeah, that was kind of neat. I stood back and I did it. I danced. But she is a great cruise director. I'm glad she's on board that. She's going to bring so much to that ship. It's going to be an incredible moment.
So then we have...
The Carnival Firenze. Everybody says it three different ways. I will find out because I'll be on that ship.
I would ask one of the Italian.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
You know, the ones that are dressed to the nines.
Yeah, because that E could be pronounced so many ways, and I know we're all messing it up. So we're going to find out.
You need to know what the correct pronunciation is.
Yes.
Because we don't want to make any of the Italian crew members unhappy.
Well, they had a nice ceremony. They named the ship the Godfather, and then John.
They named the ship the Godfather?
No, well, they gave it a Godfather and like not like a Godmother for the son. But John Heald actually walked around that morning and showed some areas of the ship. Well, next week on May 2nd, when it was supposed to be their inaugural cruise, I wasn't going to change it. I'm going to be on board and we're trying out their new restaurants. We're trying all these things out. And if people are listening, they're like, oh my gosh, I heard about these three ships. Oh, the Luminosa. Okay. Go to our Instagram, listen to the highlights of what this ship has, what they've done to it. And I'm pretty sure it's going to happen with the other classes. All I could say is that now California has a ship that was made for California, the Carnival Panorama, and a ship with Italian flavor that was made for Europe that is now here, and they're both Vista classes. I can't wait to be on that ship.
I wonder if they, like, how they, figured this out that they should have this ship here. And is it because we have a big Italian community?
I don't know, but I'm thinking...
Or people just really like spaghetti and they figured that, well, hey, you know, or lasagna.
Well, let's take a look at it. You have California and Italy, and then you have the Radiance. I believe they have three ships here. Hopefully, if they do take one, they take the Radiance. Take that down to San Diego. Leave us the two big classes up here.
I think you got something going on there.
Yeah.
I agree because you know what? I think they need a stronger presence in San Diego. San Diego seems to be
and it's a smaller
flopping
port.
Around a little bit. And if they had a regular cruise ship that's doing constant, sailings out of there on a regular basis that everyone could depend on and say, hey, I like to do maybe a weekend cruise down to Ensenada or down.
That would be the
even Cabo. I mean, you can go down to Cabo and come back up to LA on a little 3-day cruise.
And look at it. If they had both Vista classes in Long Beach, that is huge. With these other corporations, even under Carnival Corporation, coming in with these bigger ships, and then you have Carnival. What do they have? Two Vista classes, one California style, one Italian style. You have a huge airport. You have Long Beach Airport. You have LA. You have Ontario. You have all those areas. These airports are huge. But then if you look at San Diego, they have the San Diego airport. But can it bring in the numbers that they would have here in Long Beach? They've already.
I think you're making a very good point.
I'm hoping they listen, because that would be something. Take a look at the numbers. Yeah, take a look
San
at the
Diego,
marketing.
You know, you have a lot of the dynamic.
Oh, the Italian restaurants in Long Beach.
A little.
Long Beach.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, yes, they have Little Italy in San Diego, but you know what? They call it Little Italy. Bring them the Little Radiance.
The Little Radiance.
Well, in the port is smaller too.
Yeah,
I think it
fits down there. But you know what? You know, you have La Jolla,
right? And to try it out,
and a couple, you know, Temecula is not too far away. So there's very large communities that the Radiance can serve.
Yes.
Down there. I think that it's a really
they could
nice
get
area.
Up into the Sea of Cortez a little bit easier because it's not as a big of a ship.
Right, right.
So they could get to La Paz. They could get to Loreto. They could get to these places like the Princess the Diamond Princess did.
Yeah.
Because they're a smaller ship.
So tell me about the Queen Anne.
Oh, okay. The Queen Anne officially joined Cunard's fleet, I believe it was April 14th or April 19th.
Okay. Somewhere around there.
Mid-April.
We'll just say mid-April.
Yeah. So it officially joined their fleet. So we have three ships that have joined corporations.
Well, actually, the Carnival. Cunard. They're all.
Oh my gosh! They're all Carnival corporations.
Yes.
So congratulations! You got three Carnival corporation ships, and then we had one more. But this is not a new ship. This is a ship company going back to a market that hasn't been served for, I believe, 4 years. I think it's been like 4 years. And that is the Royal Caribbean. They're going to the Chinese market again.
You know, I just saw the some of the video for that ship.
Yeah.
Online last night. And that is the Spectrum of the Seas,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And they had a drone show. Oh, a drone show.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, isn't that really cool for the ship?
Now, wouldn't that be neat for other ships to do? It's like movie night, you have drones going on. You might lose a few, but you have drones, and then they come down. That would be incredible.
Okay, so, yeah. It'd be kind of hard, I think, because, you know, the ship's moving, and, you know, I think that
just a little bit.
Say the ship has, maybe if the ship is docked at a certain port. Like, see, for example, when we were on our last cruise on Discovery Princess, and we went to Cabo for an overnight.
Yeah.
And so we were out in the bay, you know. I think that you could possibly do a drone show from the beach. You have to have some kind of starting point and ending point that's land and flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think if they could figure out how to do a drone show off of Cabo when you have an overnight cruise, that would be really cool.
Question for you. When you were in Cabo, so you guys stayed ported in the bay?
Yeah.
Did they open up the casino?
No.
See, that's the one thing when I was on the Carnival Panorama, maybe they just figured we're going to go out. They went out about a half a mile cruise, or, you know, did that little
slow motion.
Yeah. So we could open up the casino. So maybe that's something Princess in the future might do, because then that would open up the 2 days in Cabo.
Yeah, there you go.
And your time at the office.
Huh?
Because what did you do? You weren't at the office. What did you do that night?
Oh, we did.
We had to actually talk to each other?
Yeah. No, we went to one of the shows. Yeah, it was fun. I think we went to Take Five. We went to Take Five a lot. We really enjoyed it.
Was that like the first time you actually at night going, what am I going to do?
Because
my office is closed. They're remodeling.
No. It's fine.
So,
but anyway, the drone show was really cool. I thought it was a really, really neat naming ceremony that they had in Shanghai. And this is a huge ship. Very huge ship.
Yeah, and it's going to be leaving Shanghai for 4 to 5 nights, you know, night cruises. So this is going to be something, if you want to get down there, to do, make sure you have your passport, and it's at least, what do they say? It's like 6 months. You have to have it for at least 6 months for some countries. Make sure you have it for at least 6 months before you board that airplane, because sometimes it will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
No.
By the way, I found this online. You can actually start renewing your passport or getting your passport. And I'll have to dig up the information. I saw it on X.
Oh, send it to your sister. She lost her passport. We have her passport card. So actually that saved it.
She lost her passport?
Yeah, don't tell her. I don't think anybody knows.
They all know now.
They all know now. But yeah, I mean, so we're...
I'm going to tell her what we talked about on the show.
She's navigating the, okay, can I just get a new passport? And I'm like, no, you have to turn in your passport card. So...
Yeah,
there's a process.
I have to go and find information about how to do this online.
Well,
send
it to her, because what we did find out too is that the whole 6 month, a lot of countries will say you have to have your passport for at least 6 months before you go on a cruise. Some countries are even saying you cannot, it's like the renewal process.
Okay, you can't have 6 months or less left on your passport if you want to travel.
It's six months or 6 months. It's like that.
No, but you can actually have a brand new passport and cruise or travel with it.
Right, in some countries. Like if you go to, for us, Canada and Mexico, I check this out. You only need a passport and it has to be valid the day you travel. So that's okay. And then if you go to Canada, just make sure you don't have any DUIs. That's all right.
Yeah. or you're not carrying any loose ammunition.
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Pretty
soon they're going to be asking for your paperwork. Yeah, oh, wait, no more facial recognition. Show me your paperwork. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be,
everyone, there was a news article today or yesterday that I heard about a couple went to Turks.
Yeah.
And Caicos, right?
Yep.
All right. And apparently they went there. They weren't on a cruise. They were, they flew there.
Ooh, that's it. Okay.
Okay. And apparently they had a very nice vacation. And as they were leaving, going through customs or their TSA security, they were, security discovered ammunition in one of their bags, one of their travel bags.
Oh my.
And apparently, you know, this couple's from Oklahoma and they are, they like to go hunting and that sort of thing. So anyway, this bag was used in, during one of their hunts and, never cleaned out properly or emptied out properly. And so they traveled with it to the island with the ammunition, which brings up the point, why didn't TSA here in the United States catch that before they went to the island?
Well, ammunition or was it residue?
No, it was actual bullets.
Okay.
All right. I think there was even a magazine. Anyway, so... they enjoy their vacation and now they're coming back home and they're going through security and the ammunition is discovered. And now the husband is facing 12 years in prison.
Wow. Well,
he is now in jail. He has on the island and he has, his court case starts in mid-June, somewhere in June. And, you know, it's a mess. And so the thing is that if you're going to travel, be sure before you before you fill your suitcase and before you, use that bag that you like to use and take with, go through it and make sure that there isn't anything in those travel bags that you're going to use that would have something in it. You may say, I don't own a gun, but maybe you use CBD gummy bears. And, you know, you can't travel with that. You can't travel with marijuana-infused products.
No.
And so you need to be sure that everything that you're taking onto a plane, onto a ship, onto any type of, you know, a boat, you know, whatever it is, and you're going into a foreign country, you got to make sure that you are not bringing in items that
are... It's also residue, that, too.
Yeah, so, it is
residue. Because the dogs will smell residue. Yes. If you're... I'm an avid shooter. I go to target ranges and things like that. And you have residue that's in these bags from that. You have the grease. You have all of this. And the dogs will smell it. I have separate bags that I use. Because if you don't, yeah, the chances of leaving something like an empty shell or something like that in there because you take everything back is very possible. But having that residue from there, the gummies, anything will alert a dog. And then you have to go through that.
Yeah, you don't want it to ruin cavity. Your vacation. And you don't
then you have to go through that body stuff.
Oh, wait. You mean the bend over and...
Hello, Charlie. Okay, but that's besides
the point. Wow. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
That would be pretty bad if you had something going on down there.
No, that's if you get arrested, then you stay in a foreign country.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right. So let's get to cruising.
Cruising. That's what we're doing. This is the Cruise Dudes podcast.
I know, but we got to get to like the Carnival Breeze now.
All right. So we have like a little bit of music before?
We should probably have music.
Okay. No. Listen to this.
Okay. That's a little bit better.
My 10-year-old music?
I can't dance to it.
Good. I really like this music, even though it's 10 years old.
It is way old. If anybody's listening and they want to like give us some new intro music, we'll take a look at it and we'll even credit you with it. We won't pay you for it, but we'll credit you with it. Send us some.
So I need new intro, new outro.
Yeah. Why not? Let's get a little contest out there. If we use your stuff, we'll send you back a whole bunch of free crap.
Free crap.
Hey, that's what John and Ken would say when that show was on.
Yeah, free crap.
We'll send you free crap.
Free crap. All right. So what else is going on? So we're going to talk about the Carnival Breeze.
Yes, the Carnival Breeze. So let's talk about the Breeze.
Breezy.
The Breeze was put into service 2012.
Yeah.
And it was the last of the Dream Class ships that were made.
Say that.
Dream Class ship.
Good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
it holds 3,600 passengers. So it's kind of like the same size as the Radiance that's out here.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful ship. The balcony that we had was incredible. We're going to be showing. I just put a video on TikTok yesterday morning. I'm going to be putting it onto Instagram this morning. But we're talking about like the Cloud Nine. We're going to be showing a lot of the amenities in the rooms and everything at on the Carnival Breeze. So
now
we got to go backwards because
because you guys
we flew
to
and
Houston or Dallas.
Yeah, we flew to Houston.
Houston,
and okay. Your sister's arms are really tired because I was just hanging on to the legs, just whew.
Maybe she lost her passport, like
maybe flying across. Actually, I think she did lose it somewhere along the way. I think this was the cruise.
Okay.
We ended up doing, everybody has these like threats of TSA and oh my God, it's so long. We go through, we have clear and we have the TSA clear. And I'm telling you, that's the best thing to have. If you're flying three or four times a year, the best thing, you have a separate line. They walk you basically to the airplane. I mean, it's really smooth. But when we get to Galveston, we were looking at two ways to get to, or Houston, we were looking at two ways to get to Galveston Island because, again, it's about 2 hours away. Do we take the Carnival bus or do we do like an express Galveston? And there was something called the Galveston Express.
And out of Houston.
Out of Houston. And so what we ended up doing was booking with them. It was $130 round trip.
Per person?
Per person. That's not bad.
That's good.
So they drove us to the port.
So are you in like a transport van? Okay, so.
This is a kicker. Yeah. This is the little.
Is it nice?
It's very nice.
Does it have a bathroom?
No, this is like one of those vans.
Yeah, okay.
But we get to the.
My wife has to know about bathrooms.
Oh, then that would be a bus.
Yeah, it has to be a bus. Go ahead. So, anyway.
We get to the port and see Galveston Express only goes to the port. So we were planning on getting a Uber or a taxi to go to our hotel, which was only about 2 miles away. They dropped everybody off and he ended up actually driving us to our hotel. So that was a really nice thing to do. But Galveston Island is incredible. Let me tell you. I mean,
what's on there?
They have all of these old, I didn't even know it was. It was Mardi Gras.
Well, Mardi Gras is usually in like late January, early February.
They had it.
You didn't know that?
February, it was around Valentine's Day. So it was like February 13th, 12th or 12th or 13th. If you want to see that I did post already. That was wild. I mean,
they had parties, huh?
They closed these streets. Closed the streets down.
Oh, huh?
My gosh. We went to the kid version of the Mardi Gras parade.
So the kid version means no alcohol?
Oh, no. There was alcohol flowing. Just the kid.
Kid version. So they
don't have feathers covering up certain areas.
Oh, you mean it's less flamboyant less exposure of certain
bodies? There was still exposure, but less exposure. Yes.
Of body parts?
Yeah. Yeah. And they even had areas where.
Sometimes I wonder about people who.
That this is their only time to do it. They just get out.
I guess so. Know.
But I'll tell you.
That haven't been aired out.
But let me tell you, there was about 100 people on the ship because it was during Mardi Gras. And they had Mardi Gras parties and everything going on.
Oh, really?
It was wild. If you could go on any of those ships down. Out of the Galveston Island, go do these during Mardi Gras, and you could jump on them. It was a party. It was great.
Okay, did you enjoy some of the food that they had during the Mardi Gras? Did you have like some, what do they call it, king cake?
Oh, no, I had so much oysters. I went to a place called Gaidos, G-A-I-D-O-S. And they've been
close enough.
They've been around since 1912. Uh-huh. They were they were even around when the Great Flood happened, flooded the island.
Noah's Flood?
Basically, yeah. It was.
Uh-huh.
They talk about the one, Katrina or whichever one that was.
Yeah, Katrina,
That one did not flood as much as this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a marker where there was a house that stood during that flood. And it stood during Katrina.
Is it taller than you?
Yeah, it was a little bit taller than me. Yeah. I would have been flooded out. But they had oysters. And it's kind of like a old style restaurant. They had oysters. They had crabs. They had, take a look.
Shrimp?
That is the calamari.
Ooh, that looks good.
Calamari. Look at the oysters. They have. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of oysters, but you enjoyed them.
Oh my gosh, they had so many different types of oysters.
Oysters are like slimy little things.
They are. I love them.
Gosh,
it's like ice, but they're when you.
I get it. I guess some people like it and do enjoy it, but man, I think it's just kind of like this slimy. I don't like slimy things in my mouth.
Yeah, but it is.
Go ahead. Anyway, go ahead.
So good.
I know.
So
go ahead.
We had that. We went to all the pubs along the route for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Now we were only there really for a day and a half, but I do want to go back because they have these old style homes you could tour. They have kind of like the promenade area that we have in Santa Monica
with homeless people.
No, they don't have any homeless people. They shoo them away. They get rid of these people. I'm telling you, we walked on the beach. There was nobody, not one homeless.
All right.
Actually, I did see one dressed up like Spider-Man with a cape, but it might have been just because of Mardi Gras, or they could have been at Mardi Gras. I just don't know.
You don't know. Yeah.
Anyway,
I just needed to get some clarity.
But they have something. It's the Galveston Seawall that's been there since they built this seawall. After the Great Flood, and it's still there. It's something you guys should go check out. They're saying, yeah, we have climate change. The beaches are coming up. You know, every
beaches. You mean the water is rising?
Water is rising. They always say we're going to be like underwater in 8 years, and then after 8 years, they say another 8 years. Well, if you go and look at it, this thing has been there since 1902, and it's pretty phenomenal on how this wall is built. So they have a lot of things that when I go back to Galveston, I'm going to be doing that sometime in November on the which. Ship is that? Let me think. Oh, Regal Princess. We're going to do it again. And we're going to go and actually stay on the island for a couple of days. So I can give people more information about it.
That's very just, nice.
Yeah.
So would you say Florida has the Keys?
Yes.
These islands?
Oh, no. These are the Keys. These are the keys to Texas. Yes.
Okay. So would this be similar?
Yes.
A feeling and an experience.
Not for the beach wise, because it is kind of dirty water. Because remember, this is a entryway, so it is.
So it's not as not as clean, and so there's certain things.
But this is most definitely the Keys of Galveston. Yeah,
Keys of Texas.
Keys of Texas, the Texas Keys. Ooh, that kind of sounds good. All right. So
are they connected by like bridges?
One big bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how far is the bridge from the mainland?
No idea.
So I remember going over it for a while. Oh, really? It does like 10 minutes?
Or? Yeah. In about 5 or 10 minutes.
So So it's probably a couple miles.
Yeah.
Interesting. Never knew that. I didn't know that there was a. And so is that where the cruise ship docks?
Cruise ship docks at the port right there. Yeah, so
on the island.
On the island. Yeah.
So how big is the island, you would say? Would it be like
you're asking a question, I'll find out in November.
Okay. All right. So the cruise ship sails from the dock and sails from the port and returns to the port, correct?
Right.
All right. And so they're actually, so the port must be pretty big because they have to, you know.
Oh, they have other cargo ships and everything else.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking. I was thinking there's a lot of commercials going on. And, you know, when you have turnaround day, you know.
And you have like.
Embarkation, debarkation day.
Jubilee is there. So
that's right.
That is just one massive ship.
Yeah.
So you have these ships that are there, right?
I was talking to Lena about going on one of these XL classes because we haven't done it yet. And so it's kind of like we got to check this one off. Check off one of the Carnival XL classes. But this is interesting. And you know what? We've never been to, Lena and I have never been down to Galveston.
Well, you got to start.
But
you
know, I think we need to get down there, or
just try the new ship out here, that Italian one.
Yeah. Well, I want to go. I want to get on to the brand new Jubilee. I want to go on that one. Go ahead. Go. So tell me. So are we going to talk about a little bit more about the Breeze?
Yeah. Let's go for the Breeze.
Okay.
The Breeze. I mean, I love the Breeze. The Cloud Nine, just to let you know, I just put
the video
up.
That's the spa, right?
It's the spa.
Uh-huh.
I had a spa balcony. And what that entitled me to is discounts at the spa, walking distance to the spa. Loved it. The spa level, plural, is three. Three levels of the spa.
Wow.
You have little rooms. You have couples rooms. You have... all of these, you take a look at the video, it's incredible.
So do they have like, I know a lot
thermal pools and all that. Yeah.
Right. So do they have like different types of amenities? So like they'll do teeth whitening.
Yes.
And they'll do
teeth whitening.
Get your nails done.
Manicure. TikTok video. I have a green face. I did a facial.
Oh, you did a facial. That was my next question.
Yes. Yeah,
so they do everything.
Everything.
Head to toe, right?
Lipo, all of it. No,
did you get
lipo,
a Brazilian?
No, I didn't do my Brazilian lately, but maybe I should. But they did that. I was going to say lipo. They don't do lipo, but they do lipo. They do lipo.
I like to take 5 pounds out of my butt.
Basically, that's the next thing. Where do you Are you going for a medical down to Mexico? No, yeah, I do my medical cruise.
No.
But they do a lot on these ships. So, I mean, if you're looking for...
They just don't do stuff that's going to be like surgery.
Well, no, they do. Well, no, they'll do Botox and things like that.
Yeah. But
they do that.
And put stuff in, but won't take stuff out.
No, yeah, that's the only thing. They don't take it out. Well, yeah, because you're filling up anyway on a cruise.
Yep. Well, I don't need help with.
I don't need any help. They don't know if that's water or from the night before when your face is puffy. So, you know, but it's, I mean.
Do they do like seaweed wraps?
Yes, they do everything.
That's the thing when we were on our cruise, last cruise, we went and did the tour of the.
Yeah.
Of the spa area and stuff like that. And they were trying to get me to do a seaweed thing. It was like $395. I'm like, something like that. It's like, it was like about a 4-hour experience. So it was,
yes.
So it was like a huge deal, but I felt like, you know what? I love to do a seaweed wrap. Maybe someday.
It is fun. It's actually kind of cool. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. And then they put like this,
but I don't like seaweed.
Well, they do a wrap, and then it's kind of like in the silver thing.
Yeah. They showed it. Yeah.
They put
you in one of those things.
And they have a nice little waiting area. Yeah. The thermal pool.
Do you think the seaweed wrap actually improved you?
Sure.
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. I'm sure it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and they also do.
I think people that do this, you know what? It's got to be a special type thing.
I did do. It was like a laser facial. I did, and yeah. I do those here in Santa Monica because I'm always in the sun. So they do a laser facial, and what that does is it takes the brown spots off because of the sun. I'm always in the sun. And if the brown spots don't go away, then that tells me, okay, those are the ones I have to watch.
Yeah.
So they do that on board.
Get laser. You know what? Yeah. I have a lightsaber I can...
That takes off the entire head, though.
Well,
this is just like part of the skin.
I got another laser. I got like a laser pointer I use with the cats.
Can you point that at the cat's eyes? I'm going to make you blind.
No, I don't. No, I don't point them at the cat's eyes. I love my cats.
Do you point it at another cat so they attack each other?
No, I don't want to do that. I don't know. You know what's kind of funny? I will point a laser pointer on the ground, right?
Yeah.
The cats will go attack it, right? But if I go and point the laser pointer on top of, one of the paws, they'll sit there and look at it. And not do a thing.
How about if you point it like at yourself? Would they come attack you?
No, they don't.
They figured
Poppy's the smart one. Pepper's the dumb one. So Poppy knows that the laser pointer knows it is where the light comes out, and she knows it's a plaything. Poppy thinks it's some kind of Pepper thinks it's something that's trying to get them or attack them. And so let's get back to
cruising.
But I'm just saying laser pointer, I could use a laser pointer on you if you person. So anyway, it's available. I'm just trying to save you some money, bro, for a cruise.
Okay. So let's go into restaurants they have the steakhouse Fahrenheit 555.
Yum, yum.
It was great. I love the smoke oysters. Again, go online, see these things. I'm going to post them. And the smoke oysters they bring out, and then they lift the top up, and the oysters just go out. I mean, not the oysters, but the...
They lift the top up? You mean the cover?
The cover up.
On the, the cover on the...
Oh, yeah.
On
yeah.
the plate.
Yeah, so that's the cover.
Okay. The glass shell. And it has what does it have on it? Does it have inside of it? It has CO2. Not right. CO2. No, what is that stuff called?
It's just like... Like dry ice type.
Dry ice. Yeah, that's right. It's a dry
so,
ice.
So, I mean.
A little bit of dry ice. And
right.
And then they open it up. Oh, you got a video?
Yeah, well, video, but it's via cloud, so it has to take time to come down. But if you want to see it, go online.
Yeah.
I like those things.
And they do these presentations like that.
Yeah, and I love, at the Fahrenheit 555, because you have Johnny Rock, or not Johnny Rockets, you have the burger place on board, they're not really allowed to have burgers. So you get your little appetizer burger.
The mini burger.
Yeah,
the mini burger. I remember that when we were on the Carnival Radiance. They had these little mini burgers.
Right.
Yeah, it was about the size of a quarter or half dollar or something like that. Yeah, I got pictures of that. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
They also have...
Yummy.
Oh, it is. And then on board, they have bonsai, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's their, like, their...
The Chinese
restaurant.
Right, Chinese restaurant. Okay. They have...
They serve rice?
Yeah, oh, of course. They also have, an Italian restaurant... Cucina. And this one is so inexpensive. I don't know why more people don't use it. It's between $15 to $20 per person. And during lunchtime, it's free. So just go. But they have the great, I always get the breaded eggplant or Dover sole. I mean, they have homemade pastas, all these things there. So we did that. Then we did what a lot of people don't really realize is do the C-Day at brunch, where if you want to get a burger, you could get a breakfast burger there. You could get your Eggs Benedict. You get all of that there. And it's always very, very fresh. I had no problem with any of the food on board. It was great.
Do they have the Guy Fieri's Pig and Anchor?
Yes, they do.
But it's
we got to remember, it's not like the Vista class where they have the smoker on board.
Yeah.
This is all made pre. And so they do have it, and you have to go between certain hours.
Right.
That's the only time that they do make
that. Okay. Now, do they have a Shaq's Big Chicken?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was
okay.
Good. They have the Shaq's Big Chicken.
So my friends, Nan.
Yeah.
And her, and Stephanie, during Easter, went on the Carnival Radiance, and they love Shaq's Big Chicken so much. They went there every day, sometimes two or three times a day. They went...
All the sauces.
They loved it. Yeah. They just loved it. And they had dinner reservations for... they had dinner reservations for Fahrenheit 555. They couldn't finish their food at 555 because they were so filled up with the chicken. Anyway, but I'm telling you, when you get on board on these ships, you start enjoying the food and it's there and it's you got to watch yourself. You got to be able to moderate. Because sometimes you have some.
I got to apologize. No, that one's not on the ship.
What?
Big Chicken is not on the ship.
No.
They have a deli. They have the deli there.
Okay.
The deli has the
Carnival
buffalo
deli.
Chicken. Yeah. And that one has like the buffalo chicken with like the egg.
Okay.
All right. I hate the thing. I'm like going, wait. Wait. That's a Dream Plus. Oh,
okay.
No, that's not there.
All right.
But they
do have chicken.
Right. But they do have chicken. Then you have what I love is the seafood shack. That they have lobster, they have the clam bake, they have New England chowder, they have baskets. Sometimes here they had actually chicken in a basket, which is really great, but they have calamari, they have all of that. So that was really, really good.
Okay. So
it's extra cost though.
Yeah.
A lot of these restaurants we're talking about.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And if you're looking for really good clam chowder, here's the secret for the clam chowder. Go in, ask them when they open, they bring the clam chowder out. The clam chowder will sit there, and every 4 hours, they have to change it out. So just remember that if they open up at 11, a new batch is coming in at 3, and then the last batch is coming in at 7. Those are the best times to go in because it's the freshest. So there you go.
Good tip.
It is. I mean,
Especially
down in Texas. Oh, yeah. You got to have that.
All right. So you've eaten a lot of food.
Right.
Or ate a lot of food.
Right.
Now you got to work it off.
Oh, that.
And you said there's some outdoor cruising fun here in the show notes.
Well, there's.
So what can you do?
I mean, there's stuff that they have all the games that you could do outside. Like how you walk around the ship and you could do those. They have the water slide. They have those areas that you can enjoy.
So you like games on the ship, like ping pong, shuffleboard.
Right.
Bowling for dollars. I don't know.
All of those fun things that
bowling
you can do.
Bowling for dollars.
Well, it's what they do.
Jump rope.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's fun to do. I mean, so
Jack's.
Jack's. I like that. Jack. But they have the water rope, or they have Waterworks. That's the one with the water slide.
Is it Dr. Seuss inspired?
You know, I saw a lot of it. Like the great, if you do the morning Dr. Seuss breakfast, you can get your green eggs and ham. So that's kind of cool.
All right. But on like the Radiance, I remember, or the Panorama, they have Dr. Seuss water park.
It's kind of like, or it's kind of that way, but it's not.
Okay.
It's not like very big. You could see it.
Got it.
They also have ropes course that's around there. And then the sports square, I mean, there it's great. You could do the basketball, foosball, billiards. You could do cornhole. That was a new one. I didn't see that before. So they,
cornhole. You mean, is that the one where you it has like this flat board?
Yeah.
And you throw that. Yeah.
So you could do that. There's things you can do outside, which is great. But I mean, remember it's a Vista class. So it doesn't have the, like a Vista class. I mean, it's a dream class.
Dream class. Yeah. That's what you threw me off.
Me too. So they have all of those things that you could do. They have the arcade. They have the kids clubs, all of that. Did I get to the kids clubs? No. I didn't get there in time for the tours. I went to the spa room and really got tours of that to show everybody.
Okay.
Now, the bars, they'll have the usual Red Frog Rum, Red Frog Pub, the Piano Bar, the Rum Bar, Alchemy Bar, and Tequila Bar. And what I really like now are a lot of the ships are bringing the Red Frog Rum Bar that's on the outside where the pool is.
Yeah.
Inside. And they call it the pub. And there they have games you could do. They're doing a lot of karaoke in there. I like the atmosphere in there. And on this ship, it's in an L shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk in, the bar's right there, and it actually shoots over. So you have another area where you can just hang out. So it's nice. It kind of reminds me of if you look at the Vista class where Pig and Anchor are, and it has that L shape. That's the same thing. But this is the, your ice machine's working now. All right, that's another story. Okay, that's another story. But so they do have all of that. So, but I did an interview with Lawrence, the cruise director.
Oh, wonderful.
And so it's all of this stuff we're talking about is still on the ship. I'm going to.
I sure hope it's still on the ship.
Well, you never know. Sometimes they're like, ooh. Let's take that off. Let's put that in.
All right. You're just giving us updates.
Yeah. So
more details.
We'll post that, and I'm going to post that on YouTube, but also I'll yank out the audio so we could
yank it out and give it to me so I can post it.
Yeah.
So do you need a picture with him?
I have a picture with him. And if you want to see Lawrence, I did post him. He's the one on Instagram where he's trying to open up the door and he's singing Prince.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. I saw it.
You guys. These cruise directors are insane.
You have to have some sort of mental.
Take a look. I mean, when I was on the Vista, Dion saw that and he goes, "Wait a minute, you're interviewing me. I have to outdo him." And he did a little shtick. So look at these cruise directors; they're way out there. And remember, they're on 24/7. So they're incredible gentlemen and women that are doing this just for you.
That's awesome. So tell me where the ship went.
Okay. The ship went to Progreso, Cozumel.
Progreso where?
In Mexico.
Okay. Progreso, Mexico.
But we went to a place called Rio Secro. It's the secret river. And I actually will be posting that. It's a river that's over 1 million years old, 150 feet below your feet. So you have to go into a cavern.
Okay. So it's in a cavern.
That's and right. Swimming with bats.
Yeah. That sounds like something that you would like to do.
And fish that have these eyes on them that glow.
Very cool. And I think that's pretty cool.
And I don't think you would do it.
No, I just probably look at your video and say, yes, it's no, nice. Maybe
that's
so.
Not, you're like, that's nice. The only thing I did not want to do was I did ask him, what if it rains And he said, well, it does flood up, but we haven't had rain in a couple of weeks. So that's the only thing that you got to like look out
for. Yeah, look out. So you went to Progreso.
Yeah.
And then you went to Cozumel?
Cozumel. And we did the Umal Nat Mayan ruins.
Oh, yeah.
And there they had the pyramid of the sun god.
Yeah.
And it was so incredible. I have a picture of the sun right above it. I mean, it literally, it was like, oh, did you pose for me? But it's really interesting on the Mayan history and seeing all these sites. And there's so many sites there. This one, because of the rain, they thought one area that that was blank, it was just, it looked like it had a limestone on it. And they're like, oh, this must be a city. No, it was a lake. And it filled back up with water. Is that pretty incredible?
Oh, that's interesting.
And it started shooting down into the tanks of this, the aquifer of this forgotten city. Yeah, so
sounds like an Indiana Jones movie.
Well, these people that are showing this and talking about it, it's pretty incredible. And I would honestly say, take a look at I'll put this up. I'll post it for everybody. This one, I'm probably going to post two videos so you can see the pyramids and an explanation. But on both sites, I would really advise you to go through the cruise company to do those type of excursions.
Yes,
yes, you could do one with a taxi.
Yeah.
But you're not going to learn the history. You're not going to
I think you'll have a better experience.
Right.
From a cruise line.
Yeah. You don't want to have, like my daughter would say, if I booked it, not on a cruise line, she would be like going, Dad, why are we looking at a bunch of old buildings that need to be torn down? I mean,
well,
you think about
I know. Dylan.
That's like so far left, you know, like that. Okay, here we go. But you don't want that. You want it to have some type of meaning. So do these
meaningful experience.
And on also on this cruise, you could do one of the seven wonders of the world. We didn't do that one. And that would be for the Mayan ruins.
Yeah.
But it's incredible.
The Mayan pyramids.
Mayan ruins. That's what they call them.
Ruins, pyramids.
You got to go do
that. I've done them. I've seen them a couple times.
Have you gone to the ruins?
Yes.
When?
When we went with the family. Yeah.
He goes,
I got pictures. Like, he goes, I got pictures.
He goes, I was
Tim was there. He was still.
2000.
Yeah, 2000 something. Yeah.
9, 10.
Yeah, somewhere around.
Oh, that wasn't even. No, okay. We all did that one. Those are like two-story little pyramids. These things are
the big
ones.
Yeah, I know. I see them.
You're talking about that guy says, I'm Mayan. And really, he wasn't. You talk to him later. He's not Mayan.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
Moving right along.
But
so you went to two places. Did you go to a third place? Usually they do.
No.
That was it. Only two port stops.
Yeah.
And how many days was this cruise?
5 days.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah, it was a short cruise.
Okay, and so it was
our first time in Galveston.
Yeah, Galveston and stuff like that. And so
now the one coming up in November is like 7 days.
7 days. Where are you going? On what ship?
The Regal. Regal.
That's right. And then where are you going?
We don't know yet. We're trying to figure out what... I honestly would like to go see all of the cities, the Mayan cities. That would be kind of interesting to check it off the bucket list. Say, I've done that one. I've done that one. I've done that one. So that I would like to do. So
very cool. Yeah. All right.
But that is
that, does that wrap up our Carnival Breeze?
There was one thing that I
any
saw.
More things?
One thing I saw online.
Yes.
And everybody's like, oh my
God.
Can
you trust it if it's online? Go ahead.
No, that's why I'm debunking this. Everybody's like, I couldn't believe it. Embarkation was so long. Okay, it took me 20 minutes to get in, and I forgot the tickets. I forgot the tickets, and it still took me only 20 minutes. I went over to the person. I'm like, look, I forgot my passes. She's like, oh, no problem. Let me print them out for you. She printed them out. I had to get back into line. It took me 20 minutes. So I'm not really sure.
You know what
these people are complaining about.
Okay, so
food.
Okay, so embarkation day is crazy. I'm gonna just bottom line for
maybe
everyone.
Maybe it's just for...
And their, you know what? The thing is that, you know what I find nowadays? Because all this is electronic check-in and things like that. There can be glitches during the day. And things go down and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, when we went to our trip to Norway and check-in in Southampton, we got there and literally, because we were elite, you can go straight to the elite area, right? And so we walk in and we just strolled over there. And we like to check in. We'll get you on board right away. Sorry about that. And so they start start doing the process. We had our medallions and all that stuff like that. And all of a sudden, the system goes down. And literally,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do?
You break out your old passport.
No. They could not process the paperwork.
That happened to us on the Diamond Princess.
Because the system went down, and the communication from the check-in point to the ship just was not working, and they had to get things done. And we were waiting for 20 minutes. Literally 20 minutes. In the meantime, you know, more buses are coming, more people are going, you know, and people are watching what's going on and noticing, you know, hey, what's going on? Why the system is down. We're sorry about that. And things like that. And you know what? This is what happens sometimes is that the system goes down. Check-in process gets slowed up. And so, you know, what I say is, always pack this one thing when you go on a cruise or when you travel everywhere. Pack your patience.
Yeah, pack it.
Pack it.
That's all.
That's it. Just pack your patience. And then
don't come to the cruise line drunk and then thinking I need more and I need to get on fast. I've seen that too.
Just pack your patience. You know, you're starting your vacation. Yes, you want to get on board. You want to go on. You know, and start that fun. But you know what? Sometimes it just takes a little extra time, you know, and you know what? It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It'll work out. It'll all work out.
Oh, that's something.
And you'll have a great time. And you know, once they get over this little glitch or whatever it is, you know what? Put it in the past. Don't take it to a message board.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to say what message board always gets it, and it's the name of the CC board.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say, but the person who started that, this isn't what that was about, and it's turned into that, and I wish people would stop posting stuff like that, because you always, like I say, you always get a bad steak. Always. It's just how you react to it and move on.
You know what? If something's not cooked right or something's not prepared the way you asked, it's not the waiter's fault. Usually something happened along the way in the kitchen. And the thing is that you can say, you know, this is not cooked rare or this is not cooked medium. And, you know, can you give me another steak? Can you talk to the chef about this and see what you can do? And you know what? You're on vacation. If it's going to take an extra 10 or 15 minutes,
then you'll get it.
So what?
But you'll still
get it. Enjoy your beverage. Enjoy the conversation at the table with your friends and family, because you know what? That's what you're there for.
Yeah.
And that's, it's not, and yeah.
Oh, so there's one more thing, because you brought it up about the Discovery, the Carnival Breeze.
Yes.
Is you were talking about things going down and computers. The Wi-Fi on Carnival Breeze, excellent. It ran very smoothly. I could post videos. I rarely now post videos from the ship because it gets sporadic and you lose quality. But the Wi-Fi on board was excellent. All I have to say is when you're on a Carnival ship, just like a Princess, because you love Princess, use the app. If you're booking a dining time, like for a brunch, use the app and they'll inform you when your meal is ready. Don't go stand in line. Just have it ready to go. And for me, I'm going to backtrack on what I've said in the past about booking your dinner time. in the beginning, when we started the show, we're all always like, oh, have your time. Yeah. Have your time. Never do any time dining. Never do it. Never go early, early. I'm going to backtrack. Go early. If you're there at 5:30, you're going to get the freshest food that you can get at dining. So remember, think of these things that when you are booking your cruise on the Carnival Breeze, how much fun you want. And hopefully you enjoyed this and you'll enjoy the videos of the Carnival Breeze in the upcoming week while I'm on the Firenze next week.
Awesome.
And we're going to compare Vista classes. I am so down for that. We're going to compare California Vista, Italian Vista. I'm going to be in the Terrazza. I'm going to figure out how to say that one too. And it's like the Havana Suites on this Vista class ship.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so ready.
No, sorry about that.
That's all right. So, but there's so many different things. Okay, we're switching over the Vista class that I'm going on. The Havana style suites that are rooms that I'm in, the Traversa. Yeah. You have special meetups. You have your own music. Now they're giving you breakfast.
Cool.
I'm like, this is going to be cool. So yeah, we're going to be sharing that one coming up soon.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know what time it is?
It is. Oh my gosh. Look at that. We're right on 1 hour talking all about the Breeze, Galveston, the margaritas, the Mardi Gras, Lawrence, the awesome cruise director. And it's one little saying, hey, y'all. It's that Southern drawl. Got to do it.
Hey, y'all.
That's it. That's for Lawrence. It was a beautiful cruise on the Carnival Breeze. We have so much to talk about in the future. I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to go to the beach right now in Galveston, having my margarita, putting my feet up and enjoying life. How about you, Tommy?
I'm going to do that too.
What ship are you going to go on?
I don't know.
How about the Sun Princess?
Yeah, that's coming to the Caribbean.
Caribbean near you.
Yeah. So anyway, guys,
this is Scott.
And it's Tommy.
Until next time, everyone.
Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.